I taught in a rural school for 3 years, started in 1958, and I taught myself out of students. I only had four the last semester. So then I went to Lenox and I taught second grade for 4 years, started in 61. And I got kind of bored with that, so I moved to middle school and taught middle school for 30 years and ended in 1995.
30 years in middle school just seems like a really intimidating concept.
Well, they can be a pain, but they can also be kind of nice. You just have to understand that they're growing and changing and looking for their power. When I started, the teacher was just about always right, even maybe when she wasn't, but the parents treated it that way. And by the time I quit, it got so the parents were questioning just about every move the teacher made. And that was, even when it wasn't their child, I had one mother that complained because I said something to somebody else's kid.
How did that affect what you did? I mean, it seems like it was just kind of, was it less fun?
It was less fun. It had to be so careful about what you said because somebody was going to find it offensive and go home and tell mama, even though it might have been a joke and the kids might have laughed at the time. As parents, the parents have to be really careful. I think in the old days when they said, you behave in school or you're going to be trouble at home, that was maybe too much because sometimes the teacher might have been wrong. There might have been a misunderstanding. The story didn't get told the way it really happened. So it takes a parent to come to school and say, okay, now let me hear your side of it, instead of just coming up and being angry without ever thinking that, oh, there might be another side to this whole story. Well, my mother had been a teacher. And in 1957, there wasn't much for a girl to do except be a teacher, be a nurse, or be a secretary. And neither one of those really appealed to me, the nursing or the secretary, so teaching was left. But I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think as time went by, more people started calling me by my first name, talking about parents now. In the beginning, they always called me Miss Jacobson, but as years went by, which I didn't mind if the parents called me that. Even now, after I've been retired for 22 years, I still have kids that cannot say my first name. They have to say Ms. Jacobson. And I have parents, too, that say that. They just can't say my first name.